Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining us today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello, hello. You know, Chris, I know that you were sharing some of the stuff that the Lord was sharing with you. Talk to us.
Right, yeah. I was abiding in Luke the other day, Luke chapter 11.
Mm-hmm.
And a particular scripture that just really jumped out to me was in verse 52, where it says that Jesus is speaking to the Pharisees, and he says, "Woe to you experts of the law, because you have taken away the key to knowledge. You yourselves have not entered, and you have hindered those who were entering." And I just began to ponder on that, and it was like, hindering the key to knowledge, well, what is that? And what he began to speak to me about is that the Pharisees, the experts of the law, they didn't enter into God's grace. They were operating in pride. Many times, you know, they prayed on the street corners to be seen.
Right.
They walked this many steps this way and this many steps to the right. You know, it was like everything they did was like, you
all
know,
calculated.
Show.
Right. It was all for show. And, you know, they didn't take an account that of God's grace. And then by doing so, you know, those that they were called to lead, well, they were leading them in the same direction. You know, they
make them twice the son of hell.
Right. Exactly. Which earlier in Luke, you know, Jesus talked about that. He says, you know, you cross land and sea to create one convert, and you make them twice as much a son of hell as you are. You know, we spoke about that, you know, a while back.
And, yeah, I remember that.
And, I mean, that's just, that's huge.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, he's already telling them, you're a son of hell. You know, now you're making these people twice as much as you are. Right.
Catch a clue.
Yeah, right. And, I just began to ponder on that and it's just, it's so important that we who are called to lead, you know, Jesus says, he says, do what they say, but don't do what they do. You know, but those of us who are called to lead, it's important what we say and it's important what we do. You know, we can't live an opposite lifestyle.
Right.
A lifestyle can
practice what we preach, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Jesus, he called them hypocrites. So, you know, we don't want to live our life, you know, being hypocrites. And he says, woe to them, which means we're going to be held accountable. Well, we're going to be held accountable of how we're leading.
That's right.
And
what we're teaching people and what we're saying and all these different things.
Mm-hmm.
You think about it, they had a position of power, but not empowerment. They thought they were going after God and they weren't.
Right.
They were doing religious activity, and that's scary. That's scary when you're doing religious activity that looks godly.
Righteous, yeah.
Looks righteous, but there's nothing happening on the inside.
Right.
You know, and
he called them dead man's bones.
Yeah.
Right.
Whitewashed tombs.
Yep.
And that's so important because, you know, you can have 100 people in a room, but maybe 10 of those 100, they're all doing the same thing, but maybe only 10 of them are doing it with the right motives. And it's always about what's happening on the inside.
Right, which is the other thing is that we need to be careful that we don't put out the Spirit's fire in other people. We're not all on the same level in our walk with God.
Right.
There's those of us who are at a lower level. They don't know as much. God had really reminded me of a particular situation that I was going through with one of my children, and where basically, you know, I was expecting a certain behavior that I myself had already learned.
Right.
And thought, well, I've articulated this thing well enough for you to,
right,
you know, you should understand this thing. But God just really quickened my spirit and just rebuked me.
Right.
They're not where you are. You've been on this journey for a long time.
Right.
They have not yet come to where you are.
Right. And we're not lower levels. We're just at different levels.
Right.
Yeah. Not to diminish. We're just not as, we haven't gained as much wisdom.
Right.
You know, further along younger. The path, you know, yeah. You just give your lives to the Lord. You just be getting your first steps. Other people that they've maybe have been walking with God longer, so obviously they're going to be further, should be further down the journey, for you know, further down the path. Right.
You just have more opportunities to make mistakes,
right,
and learn from them.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And but it broke my heart.
Yeah.
You know that I did this because I was putting this burden on them that, you know, they weren't in a position to carry yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and I just really broke my heart. And then, you know, Jesus goes on to say in Luke, he says, do not fear man who can kill the body, but fear him who can send you to hell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to walk in the fear of the Lord.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, when we're ministering to others, you know, our day-to-day lives, everywhere we go, I mean, there's people that are watching us. People see what we do, you know. And then if they know who we are and they're seeing us operate a certain way, that's woe unto us.
Yeah.
Right. You know, if we're putting some huge burden or we're causing one of those little ones to sin.
Yeah. Yeah. He says better if we just tie a millstone around our neck, cast ourselves in the sea, than lead one of his little ones astray. Right.
And oftentimes they put that burden on, you know, the minister or the evangelist or the apostle.
Yeah, I don't have to do that. That's
it's
you.
Every believer, every single one of us, no one is excluded. When you show up at work, you know, they're watching you. When you're out in your neighborhood cutting your grass, they're watching you. You know, when you're at Walmart, they're watching you.
Right.
And more importantly, you're not doing it for man's eyes, but you're doing everything you do for God. You know, because if you become man-centered, then you're trying to do behavior modification, act right because an eye is on you, you know, instead of just doing the right thing because it's what God wants you to do. It's part of your life. It's, you know, you're honoring the Lord.
Right, exactly. So it's key that we remember who we are and where we've come from, you know, so that we can have grace on other people.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, we look and we see how patient and loving God is with us and all the mistakes that we've made and continue to make. We can't be so quick to judge others and where they're at and, you know, what's happened in their lives.
It's interesting, too, especially when you talk about parents and children, because, you know, especially parents that have been through painful experiences, or, you know, what parent hasn't, you know, and you try to help your child to avoid those potholes in the ground and different things that would derail their life or get them all jammed up. Mm. And you want to help them. And sometimes you have to remember that they're just at a different place, you know, and that sometimes people try to put a person or a child in such a position or a box where they can't make any mistakes. And when you do that, they're bound to make huge mistakes. It's, you know, it's almost better that someone makes some mistakes while you're there to help them and coach them along the way,
right,
as opposed to making mistakes when you're not even there, or making mistakes and they don't even tell you because there's such a high burden or perceived pressure or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
It's listen, interacting with people and raising children, all that, it requires everything of you.
Yeah,
I mean, it really does. Mm-hmm. And the highest price is you. I mean, it costs you because when you're dealing with either, you know, a spouse, a child, a coworker, a brother, a sister in the Lord, a friend, a neighbor, your fellow man, you know what it requires? It requires of you to think more highly of them.
Mm-hmm.
It requires of you to think about what you're saying, how this is going to come across, you know, what's their perspective? How can I, you know, if I'm saying something to them, how do I tailor this so that they can receive it, not so that I can just be heard or share what I had to say.
Right.
You know, because the end result is you want to convey something. You want to convey a message.
Right.
You know, you want them to get it. You don't just want to just say whatever, you know, and then, well, that felt good. They're like, oh, yeah, but they're destroyed.
Yeah, right.
Right.
You know, it's not about us.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about the Pharisees is they were all caught up in this religious stuff. I mean, it's just so sad to hear that Jesus is walking on the face of the earth, and they totally missed Jesus. What? I mean, how serious is that?
That's major.
That you're teaching the truth, you know, sharing all this stuff, and Jesus is right in front of you, and you can't even discern who he is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's because there's still so much religion. And I love what you said, the scripture you said that it says do what they say but don't do what they do. I mean, they were teaching it right,
Right.
But they weren't practicing it right. It wasn't evident in their life.
Right.
And one of the things that we could be, you know, we want to be careful about is that we're not going through any kind of motion, mm-hmm. you know, where you get complacent and you start doing the right stuff,
mm-hmm.
but you're not, it's not in you.
Right.
You're not living it. And then you're trying to put this burden on somebody else. Oh, yeah, you got to do this. You got to do this. Like, I don't see you doing
Do you see what you're doing right now?
Exactly.
Exactly. Man.
Exactly. We were talking about yesterday that it's important for us to evaluate. Mm-hmm. It's important for us to examine ourselves. You know, we share often on VFN Radio that, listen, Proverbs says that a wise man, a wise woman gives thought to their ways. You gotta find out, you know, how is this coming across? You know, what was the fruit of what was shared and what was said?
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, God's going to hold us accountable for how we treated others.
Mm-hmm.
And his word says that whatever you have done to the least of these brothers of mine, you've done them to me.
Mm-hmm.
So how we speak to somebody, how we treat them or don't treat them, you have to remember that this is how you're doing Jesus.
Right.
Some people say, well, what's the big deal? The big deal is you just dogged out Jesus. You know, the big right. deal is that you just ran Jesus off the road. The big deal is that you didn't act nasty with the waitress. You act nasty with Jesus.
Yeah, exactly.
And it helps us to bring things into perspective and say, you know what? That's honoring the Lord. That's living for Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's walking with him in a way that brings him glory and brings him honor. That's what we're here for.
Right.
And the faster that we get that settled in our heart to realize, oh, my purpose is not to live for me. That's not the purpose. Rick Warren wrote that book, Purpose Driven Life, and the first line is it's not about me.
I'll never forget that.
I was cracking up thinking how many people bought that book. They find my purpose. Right. And right from the first line,
right.
you know, he says, it's not about me. It's not about you. Your purpose-driven life, it's not so that you can have anything.
It's all about others.
It's about others. It's absolutely about others. Listen, we want to encourage you. We want to encourage you. Make it all about the Lord.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Protect your kids. I'm John Fuller with Focus on the Family Minute. And while it's important to shelter your children, Dr. Julie Slattery says you and your spouse need to agree on a game plan for your teen, who demands more adult responsibilities.
I grew up in a Christian home. I was used to being somewhat sheltered from some of the things of the world. He was thrown right in the middle of it. And so his approach is much more, let's expose the boys to things and coach them through them so that they can make their own decisions, whereas I am more apt to want to protect and shelter.
You and your mate need to discuss how to best transfer decision-making to your teen. Try to be on the same page and give gentle, loving guidance as a parent. That can go a long way in reassuring your child that you believe they have what it takes to be a successful adult. More trusted advice for training teens at focusonthefamily.com/parenting.
Isn't it so cool, all of our Facebook fans out here and our friends that are just connected and listening all around the world.
Right.
You know, if you haven't yet friended us or liked us, I guess they call it.
Right.
When you choose like on our Facebook, it just keeps all the posts. If there's a post made about what's an upcoming program, a highlight, something, it just shows up, I guess, on your Facebook.
Mm.
You can go to VFNTV.com and under areas to follow us, and you can just follow through our Facebook right there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure can.
But it's just really cool. We want to say hello and a shout out to all of our Facebook friends that are out there. It's exciting how the message is going out and the feedback that we're getting. And we want to encourage you not only to go to our Facebook and like us, but once you've done that, you know, share some of these highlights. Go to the VFN TV blog and just copy the link of one of those blogs and encourage your fellow brother, your sister, your family member, those people that are in your group of friends that are in your Facebook. So many people need to be encouraged. And now you can go into the wonderful basket of opportunity on VFNTV.com, go to the VFNTV blog, go to the highlights, and just copy something there and just paste it into your Facebook, and they'll get it and be able to listen to it on their phones or whatever. It's just really, really cool. Also, on your application, right there on your Android or your iPhone or your iPad, they're in the menu choice on the VFN TV app. You have our Facebook right there. You can click there, follow through, and like us.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
But I wanted to talk, as we come to the end of our first hour, about different things that happen to us in life. And, so many times people are tempted to defend themselves. Mm-hmm. I know, Pat, this is not something that you... I'll just look at this direction of Chris. Like, Chris, I'll just look at you, because we know he doesn't have this. He doesn't battle with this thing at all, but we'll just look at Chris right now. But so many times people are tempted, right?
Yeah.
To defend themselves, and they just don't want to be wronged or mistreated. I mean, really, who wants to be wronged or mistreated anyway? Mm-hmm. But sometimes you fall into a temptation where becomes argumentative. It comes to the point of defending. People don't want to lose face, if you will. They don't want to lose face. They don't want to be brought down low. And which really, I mean, you think about that, is to be brought low means that you were actually up high. If you stay low, you won't have to be fearful of being brought low.
You don't have far to fall.
Yeah. Isn't that a good thing? But if you stay low, you don't have to be worried about being brought low. Right. If you stay low, you can, we're supposed to be. They don't want to be the lesser in any situation. They don't want to be the one that is disadvantaged. Don't want to be the lesser role, the lower role. Mm-hmm. They certainly don't want to be taken advantage of, or even the perception of being taken advantage of. And what we find in the book of Acts is where Stephen is actually testifying to the Sanhedrin. Stephen is letting it rip in Acts 7, some 6, 7, and 8. Mm-hmm. And he's just sharing the truth, And in this, Acts 6, 9 says that opposition arose from the members of the synagogue. Let me tell you something. When you tell the truth, not everybody's going to be happy. Mm-hmm. I mean, not everyone's going to be, as Phil Roberson says, happy, happy, happy. Duck Dynasty, right? Not everyone's going to be happy because they don't want to hear the truth. They just don't want to hear the truth. Well, these men began to argue with Stephen, the Word of God says, but they could not stand up against his wisdom or the spirit by whom he spoke. You see, sometimes people will try to rise their tongue against you, and they'll try to speak against maybe what, in particular, what God's called you to do, or God's told you to do, or what God's told you to say, and they're trying to wrap their carnal mind around the spiritual thing that God has said to do.
Right.
That never works. Mm-mm, That's a recipe for disaster. And they were offended by the truth. They were offended by the truth that Stephen was sharing. And listen, the truth offends, and we talked about this last week, the truth offends anyone that's not interested in the truth. The truth is offensive for those that try to hide from the truth, that try to cover the truth, that don't want nothing to do with the truth. It's offensive because it points out what they're doing is dead wrong.
Right.
And in Acts 7:54, when they heard this, they were furious. They were furious with Stephen. It's like, who are you to be saying this? Who are you? Just listen, I don't know. God just told me. Who are you? They were furious, and they gnashed their teeth at him. Come on now. You know that they had to be upset.
Mm-hmm.
They had to be upset. And then, Chris, they began stoning Stephen. Can you imagine? Here's Stephen just telling him the truth, telling him the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what was that? I just felt something at my shin. You know what I'm saying? But my right kneecap.
Right.
And you're being stoned. Let me tell you something. Humility is speaking the truth in love, even at the risk of personal loss to you. That's huge.
Yeah.
Because you're trusting God. When your life is in the hands of the Lord, no defense is needed. No defense is needed. Because you can trust Him. You can trust Him. Pride causes one to bow up and feel they're entitled to defend themselves. And that's something. It's like, yeah. What'd you say? Or,
yeah,
you know? You cut me off, or...
What you talking about, Willis?
What you talking about, Willis? I mean, how could you? The nerve, the gall, the audacity to say something to
me. You ain't talking about me.
But think about it. You know, someone would say, well, it's just natural to defend yourself. It's natural in the flesh and in the carnal nature to defend yourself. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that side is natural. But are we supposed to live in the flesh, or we are supposed to live in the spirit?
That's right.
Right? Mm-hmm. And when you think about it, I mean, you see this a lot. You know, people want to defend themselves to argue a point. How many needless arguments are there where people will fight tooth and nail to prove themselves right instead of just being wrong, mm-hmm, or misunderstood? To defend their point of view. He's like, sir, does that really matter? Are you willing to go down to the mat on this one? You know what I'm saying? It's like, right. Are you willing to go down to the mat to defend that point of view, which is really only an opinion maybe, not even fact? But even if it was the fact or the truth, why are we even arguing? If it's the truth, it's the truth. If it's the truth, it's the truth. Why would we need to argue that? Why would we need to go down to the mat, mm-hmm, and make someone say, uncle, to make them see what we think is correct? How about defending a reputation? Like, oh my goodness, you have one? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
You have one to defend?
Right.
You
know? Is it like, that good?
Yeah, I'm like, hey, you know, that's, you know, I'll leave that one alone. Yeah, like, right. Really? Beliefs. Knowledge. And it was like, knowledge puffs up. Why would we want to do that? Even trying to defend God. Listen, let me tell you something. God doesn't need no defending. God's truth stands alone. When all this happens, we got to realize that what's happening in our life is that we're moving in the spirit of pride. Mm-hmm. Pride has taken a hold of us, and it's consuming us to the point that it's gotten all into our fiber, and we're just going nuts on this thing. And it's like, wait a minute. We don't have to do that. We don't have to do that. When we come back after this, in the extra hour, we're going to be talking more about how we don't have to defend ourselves. Listen, when your life is in the hands of the Lord, when God's got your back, when the Heavenly Father is your Father, no personal defense is needed. Because He's got your back. There's no need to defend ourselves when our life is in the hands of the Lord. If you're a Christian and you've received the Lord, let me tell you something. God's got your back, your front. That circle that just went around you, that was God. The Bible says that His favor surrounds you like a shield. Listen, if God has you and you are His son and His daughter, then He's got you. Mm-hmm. He's got you. You don't need to defend yourself. If God is on the scene, and let me tell you, He is. We talked about, where is God? He's here, there, and everywhere. And He has your back. He has your situation. And even when things look like you're being taken advantage of and you're being mistreated and you're done wrong, let me tell you something. Nothing escapes the eyes of the Lord. His eyes are always upon you. And you don't have to worry about it. Let me tell you, if you suffer for Christ, you're doing good. Mm-hmm. It'll be credit to your account. It's good. God's looking at that. But it's when we kind of step out in the flesh, if you will, and find that need to be to respond to the temptation to defend ourselves, and you're moving a carnal nature, a sinful nature,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden you're trying to defend a point. What's the point of that? So you were right, but now you have an enemy. You know, you won the argument. You won.
Mm-hmm.
But now there's a rift in your family. There's a rift in your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you won. But now the whole office hates you.
Mm-hmm. What did it cost you?
What did it cost you to win? What did it cost you to be righteous? What did it cost you? And listen, beliefs, knowledge, all that stuff, knowledge puffs up, but we can trust the Lord. We don't want to move in pride. We want to move in humility. And your flesh is supposed to submit to your spirit, not the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
When your flesh tries to rise up, you gotta bring that bad boy down. Say, not today, Joker. Get back. Get back. You know? Because you want to do the right thing. I mean, remember T.D. Jakes just say there's two of them inside of me. If I'm not careful, the wrong one may get out. Get back in there. He does it so much better. But arguing and defending, why not just be wrong? I mean, that's a new concept. Why not just be wrong? Or wronged. And this is Stephen's response, as all he's doing is sharing the truth with the Sanhedrin. All he's doing is doing what God's told him to do. And they were offended with him. His thank you for sharing the truth is because he begins to be stoned. Now, if anyone will be offended, I mean, when was the last time? I mean, maybe he could be upset with the fact that somebody is stoning him
mm-hmm.
for sharing what he's supposed to be sharing. But no. This is Stephen's response in Acts 7:59. It says, while they were stoning him, that means each stone, one on the head, one on the knee, one on the side, one in the face. Talk about a slow and painful death. Mm. While they were stoning him, Stephen prayed. Not, Lord, please stop them. Not, Lord, please take the pain away. Not, Lord, deliver me. This is what Stephen prayed. Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he fell on his knees and cried out, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. And when he said this, he fell asleep. He died.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hold this sin against them. I mean, my goodness, I feel challenged. I feel, oh my goodness. This, look at Stephen's response.
Mm-hmm.
He it wasn't like the sons of thunder. Can you burn down some fire on these guys here? I did what you told me to do.
Right.
Can you get rid of them here? Can you open the ground? I know you did in Korah's rebellion. You can do something with God. You can do anything. But what he prayed was, my goodness, do not hold this sin against them. We're really growing in a level of maturity when we can begin to start praying for those that are hurting us and wronging us and are doing things the wrong way. And because we want to respond right in, you know, before God, and we want to have the right perspective, and we want to do things that glorify the Lord, we can really grow when we really begin to start praying for the one that's being used to do what's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Bible says that they've been taken captive to do his will. You know, people can be taken captive. That's just a reality of it. Don't be surprised. One day they're free, one day they're not.
Yeah, right.
One day they're hitting you with rocks, the next day they're kissing you on the cheek. It's that one. I mean, if Jesus could have a Judas, I mean, why would we be surprised? The question is, how do we make it through those trials? How do we make it through those times? We could, you know, react, and normally that's a bad thing, right? We can respond.
Mm-hmm.
And respond often takes you know, prayer, takes grace.
Right.
It takes a pause.
Right. That's why James says, be slow to speak.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Slow to become angry.
Mm.
Which means take a pause before you open your mouth.
Yeah.
Stick your foot in it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, how often do we do that, though?
Yeah, because man's anger does not bring the righteous life that God requires. And you get so caught up, it's like, why are you angry? You know, that's a great, you know, source that thing back. Source. The anger is a secondary feeling. I mean, what happened before you got angry? Circle that thing back. Find the source of that, and you'll find that you got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes humility to admit that that hurt me, that what was said, or to admit that I was offended by mm-hmm. that. You know, that...
It takes humility not to respond to it.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing.
React to it, right?
React to it, exactly. Is keeping your mouth shut, not showing that outward offense.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's
anyway. What God wants us to do. Yeah. We need grace.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Have you ever found yourself just wondering who to talk to? Wonder if there's anybody real? You've tried everything. You've looked to every relationship. Find yourself possibly, you know, being an addict. Run through every door, every opportunity. And it seems like all your doors are closing. It seems like everywhere you're going, it's just, you turn and you end up in the exact same place. And I relate to you, because that's exactly where I was. I had nobody to turn to, or at least I thought I didn't. I tried everything, and I felt all alone. I felt that there was nowhere else to go, that I could not find the very reason that my life was. I couldn't find my purpose. And I want to encourage you that there is a place to reach out to. You can reach out to Jesus Christ, that He is real. And if you feel that God can't use you, I want to share truth with you that He can. And He wants nothing more than to spend time with you and have a relationship with you. And you can check out the stories and read the stories of other people who are in situations like you, or possibly in worse or just different situations than you. Go to meetmyfather.org and find out your Heavenly Father that wants nothing more than to know you. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet Him. You know, John, when I'm listening to the VFN radio program, I am so encouraged. Mm-hmm. And I listen to it, and you got the first hour, there's that break, you go right. And I don't know about anybody else, but I'm air guitaring. During that intro, when it's coming down, all of our VFN radio listeners, it is okay to air guitar.
No, that's right.
Because as far as I know, I've got that solo mastered. And if you know it, I'm rocking that air guitar. But when that segment's over, I'm like, man, I got to wait until tomorrow to hear the next program. And I'm like, oh, all right, okay. Well, if you haven't heard yet, if you don't know yet, you can listen to a program back to back to back. Yeah, you can listen to five programs back to back to back and listen to the marathon weekend. You might be listening to the Monday's program or in the Tuesday's program, and then you got to wait 24 hours the next one. Well, you can listen to all five programs with no breaks in between. So check out the whole weekend marathon, Saturday, 9 a.m. Central until Monday, 9 a.m. Central, the weekend marathon.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Let's pick up where we left off.
Listen, this walk with God is an intentional walk with God. If you're not abiding and spending time with Jesus, this is impossible.
Mm-hmm.
This is impossible. You have to abide with Jesus. You got to spend time with Him every single day. This walk with the Lord is not just get up in the morning and I just receive Jesus Christ in my life and go on your merry ways. No, you have to spend time with Him. You have to be in His presence. You got to pray. You got to, you know, you have to be with Him 24 hours a day. He's your best friend. You need to soak in Him.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, the Bible says that He'll change us from glory to glory. God will begin to transform us. But we become transformed when we allow God's word to wash over us. We'll be renewed in our minds.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
What does Romans 12 tell us? I mean, the Bible's so clear on all these things, but George Barna says that only 19% of the church actually spends time reading the Word of God, and only 3% feel personally responsible for their own spiritual development. But listen to what Romans 12 says. It says, therefore, I urge you, brothers, I urge you, in view of God's mercy, right, mm-hmm. to offer your bodies as living sacrifices. I didn't offer my body no sacrifice. What are you talking about? You know, I didn't offer my body no sacrifice. He said, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. That means a repeated death. You know what I'm saying? It's not a once sacrifice, you're over. It's a living sacrifice. You can sacrifice today, tomorrow, hourly. Offer your body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. And he goes on to say in verse 2, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. When we defend ourselves, when we fight to be right, when we argue, when we do those type of things, we are conforming to the pattern of this world. Look at the television screen. Look what's happening. There's strife everywhere you go, and it's people continually trying to defend and position themselves or their opinions as the standard. And there's this constant tug of war and distress. Don't you want peace in your home? Don't you want peace in your business? Don't you want peace in your family, in your marriage? Stop defending yourself, right? It says, be transformed. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but instead, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. What happens is we fall to that stinking thinking, and your mind needs to be renewed. Your mind needs to be renewed on the ways of God. You see, you can't conform. You can't wrap yourselves around the pattern of this world, but you have to be renewed in what God's word says. You have to have a new paradigm. Your brain needs to be washed, you know, brainwashed, you know, with right. God's word.
Right.
So that out of the overflow of your heart, which is your daily abiding, which you've been storing in your heart, you can actually speak good things. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the bad man brings the bad things stored up in him, and the evil man brings the evil things stored up. What you've been storing in your heart? If you have no word in your heart, you have not been abiding in the Lord, but you're watching TV, surfing the internet, listening to all kinds of just conversation and stuff, that's what your heart gets filled with.
It's full of darkness.
So what's going to come out?
Darkness.
Darkness.
Garbage in, garbage out.
You can't do this. You can't do this apart from abiding with the Lord. And it's going to take great humility for where we're going. I mean, the only safe place is humility and the fear of the Lord. If you don't have the fear of the Lord and you're not humble, everything that raises his head is going to get whacked.
Mm-hmm.
And it ain't going to feel good. It's not going to feel good. And we can borrow the experience instead of buying those experiences on our own. We can learn. But look at Jesus' own example. I mean, if you think about Jesus, who was the spotless Lamb of God, who lived on this earth 33 years, never sinned, not once. The Bible tells us that he was tempted in every way, Hebrews, yet without sin. So he was a high priest that could identify with every single thing that we could have gone through.
Mm-hmm.
And 1 Peter tells us, 2:21, that to this you were called. To this you were called. There's somehow a lie in implanted in our mind somewhere that says that, you know, I don't have to suffer.
Yeah.
Where do we get that false mindset that life is not going to have any suffering, any pain involved?
Right. And then what Jesus said, he goes, in this life, you will have trouble.
Guaranteed.
Not maybe, might, could, would, you will.
Guaranteed.
That's right.
So why do we try to escape these troubles? Listen, if you're going through the storm with Jesus, you're going to make it on the other side. But the storms allow you, they give you the opportunity to, you know, for Jesus to manifest in your life, you know, to see him perform these miracles. Many times people don't see miracles in their life because they're not willing to go through anything. They're trying to defend themselves, trying to put all the safeguards, they're putting all the defenses, putting all the bricks around the wall, and they never see the miraculous. They never see the deliverance. They don't have a testimony of when it was all going down and Jesus stepped in and saved us. It was over.
Mm-hmm.
Because they want to be the source of their rescue. And they say, well, thank God we had that credit card. Thank God we had the extra car. Thank God that bonus check came in. Thank God this family member was like, well, wait a second. When all you have is God and he's your first choice, let me tell you something. He can defend you. He can protect you. But that's humility, total dependency upon God and respect for other people. Right? Mm-hmm. And so, in 1 Peter, he says, to this you were called. Because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example. I mean, the Bible tells us that Jesus learned obedience by the things that he suffered. Why would we be any different? We can redeem suffering, though.
Mm-hmm.
We can redeem it. We can allow it to work for us instead of working against us. So he says that because of this, Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. So we should be followers of the Lord, learning from his example. Jesus, what did you do? Jesus, what do you say about the situation? I heard what they said, but what do you say?
Mm-hmm.
You know, fear of man is always worried about man's reaction to your action as opposed to God's reaction to your action.
Mm.
Right? And so verse 22 says, he has committed no sin and no deceit was found in his mouth. He was spotless. There was nothing but the truth in his mouth. When they hurled their insults at him. I mean, think about that concept, that here a holy God who was spotless and pure. What man who has ever walked the face of this earth could ever say that but Jesus?
Mm.
That's what makes him the perfect sacrifice. That's what makes him the spotless Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, is no man could do it. No man was worthy to open the seals but him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes him amazing.
Yeah.
He's God. Fully man, fully God. He came. He did it. And yet they were insulting him, hurling. The Bible's so poetic in the words that it says. You get those. You know, we talked about how Stephen was stoned with natural stones, but Jesus was stoned with words and accusations. They had hurled insults at him.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, how did Jesus respond? When they hurled insults at him, he did not retaliate. How many would have retaliated? Do you know who I, you know? Or would have defended Jesus? Do you know who that is? Do you know who that is? Like, sit down. I think Jesus got this covered. Sit down. Sit right now. He did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Do you make threats? Do you retaliate? Do you bow up? You got to get your point across. But the word of God says, instead. That's a powerful word. Instead. It means he didn't go this a ways. He went that a ways. Instead. What did? And he didn't do nothing. See, people think that when you don't respond, do something. Get mad. Get them back. Say, defend yourself. Do something.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Talking about the app, I love the app. You need to go to Google Play Store or your Apple Store or your Windows Store, wherever you...
That's right.
Listen, mm-hmm. Across all the platforms, we have an app for you. And it's the VFN TV and the Daily VFN Radio app. you can continue to take VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program on the go. We have podcasts for you that it downloads. Just it get right into your phone.
Just automatically.
Automatically. Mm-hmm. In fact, I was having a conversation last night with my sister, and she was telling me that a friend is going to Japan for the military, mm-hmm. and she was sharing with her all the things that you know have been discussed on VFN TV and the daily mm-hmm. VFN radio program, and how she was so encouraged, and she's like, well, she has a 15-hour flight. And she can listen to. I'm like, yes.
Oh, wow.
Tell her to get on the podcast. It will download right into her iPhone. It's right there. And she'll listen to it. Because you don't have any internet in Sky. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Uh-uh.
And you can just listen and go. She's like, oh my goodness, that's awesome.
You know, you talking about that, John, reminds me of an encounter that I had. There's a lady that I had met, and she travels so much. She travels from Miami. She's all over Florida, basically all up and down the coast. And we ended up just striking up a conversation about the Lord, and she was just sharing about how God's been speaking to her. Mm-hmm. And we just started talking about the radio program. And she was just like, what? And just really encouraged and intrigued, and we started talking about it.
VFN TV?
Yeah, the VFN radio program. And I looked down, and she had her purse, and then she had, obviously, like a cover or something for her iPad. And I said, is this your iPad? She says, yeah. And she just very, very, just opened up her iPad. I said, can I look at it real quick? She says, yeah. So I opened it up, went online and went to, the radio page. And mm-hmm. then I went to the home, like the app, and I just downloaded the app for, put it right on her home screen. I says, here you go. And I showed her on my phone, showed her on the iPad. She ended up sending me this was probably like a month ago.
Now, where does she work now? She works for
a hospital.
Okay.
But she travels and she works for, I don't even know. She works for multiple hospitals.
Right.
And she ended up sending me a text and she says, thank you so much for sharing me that app. I was up all night listening to segment after segment after segment, and I am so encouraged.
Wow, so you shared with her VFN, the VFN TV and the daily mm-hmm. VFN radio app.
Yeah, just download it right there.
Wow, powerful. Isn't that encouraging?
Yeah.
We're hearing testimonies like this over and over and over again, and it really encourages us because we're mm-hmm. here for you. We're here to keep the conversation light and to, by the grace of God, bring biblical perspective to the things that are happening all around the world and to share wisdom moments. And to share what God has been speaking to us prophetically about the coming days. And we're excited, truly excited every day to have this conversation with you as we're abiding and seeking God and to be here with you. So mm-hmm. this is mm-hmm. beautiful.
Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello. I don't know where that came from.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
We're just talking in the break time about Pat. And his sleep deprivation and John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
He only got 9 hours sleep last night.
Yeah. Only 9, yeah, right.
Just sleep a little bit more, man.
Yeah. Oh, my
goodness.
That's
like 2 days worth of sleep.
Well, so Pat and I were in Washington, D.C.
Oh, please do tell.
We were in Washington, D.C., and he looks strong. All I got to do is keep him up all night. I mean, it'll be over.
Yeah, much.
But it's so much. It's a facade.
Yes.
And so we're staying at this particular guy's house for staying in the gap, actually.
Yeah.
And he had this deep passion for God, you know, knowing him as Father.
Father's heart.
And his Father's heart. And and so he's talking to us, and we've been on all day long to the mall and just zoos and whatever else in Washington. And so I'm listening to this guy. I'm just like on the edge of my seat, right? And Pat's kind of sitting here to the back side of me, and they had pizza. And he was sitting on the edge of the table, and he's whispering. He's saying...
The guy is.
Yeah. Patting his hands squat. And so the guy's going, it's the Father's heart. Right?
It's the Pat?
It's like, no. The guy. I'll show you Pat in a moment. So I'm leaning forward. I'm like, this guy's got it. It's the Father's heart. It's the Father's heart. So I'm so intense and intrigued. I'm thinking, this guy's got it. And I look back at Pat, and Pat's like, his face was hanging down. He was chewing on a piece of pizza. I'm looking like, you ain't even listening. It's the Father's heart. And I found out why he was whispering because he didn't want to wake up Jezebel. He was actually held captive.
Down in the basement.
He was dead. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
But we had a wonderful time.
Yeah.
It was a wonderful time.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Let's pick up where we left off.
When you walk in humility, it seems like you're not doing anything to the natural eye.
Right.
But you are doing something if you're walking in humility. Instead, Jesus did something. What did he do? He entrusted himself to the one who judges justly. Let me tell you something. That little verse right there, ooh, it's been my friend. He entrusted himself to the one who judges justly. Listen, all you can do sometimes, all you can do is say, you know, I can't say nothing. I'm not going to say nothing. I'm going to leave this one with Jesus. I'm going to entrust myself that God knows my heart. He knows the situation. He knows what I've done, what I didn't do. He knows what I thought. He knows what they thought. He knows everything. And however this thing shakes out in the end, I'm going to be okay with it because, listen, God has my back. I'm his son. I'm his daughter. That's the inheritance that you have as a son and a daughter, is that God has your back. When your life belongs to Jesus, no defense is needed. Hang up your legal briefcase. Hang up your paperwork. All the stuff that's all your credentials, all the knowledge that you have to put yourself out there and say, my defense is in the Lord. The great defender is going to come, and he's the one who holds the balance of justice in his hands. He's the one that knows everything. And if God allows it, then God allows it. I love the story when David was walking with his men, and here's the king, and some guy comes and hurls insults at David. Right. He's at the king.
Yeah.
And one of his fighting men looks over, and David, like, you want me to cut his head off? I mean, dude, I can deal with this guy right now. Do you right. want me to deal with this? You know, this foolish man has no idea what he's doing, but it's going to cost him his life. Do you want me to do him in?
Mm-hmm.
And David just looks at him and says, nah. God allowed it. God allowed it. Just leave him alone.
Right.
A prideful man would have said, do you know who I am? I am the king of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
You know why I am the king of Israel? David said, nah. God allowed it. And we want to go to that place. We want to be at that place of humility where we can just trust the Lord. We can be in that place where we can say that God is enough. Oftentimes, people don't have issues. Your issue is not with other people. Oftentimes, your issue is with God. You just don't trust them.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't trust them. And let me tell you, if you trust in the Lord, you will see the miraculous in your life. You will see God part waters. You will see God show up in the storm. You will walk through fires and not be burned. You will see situations in your life that only the hand of God can do. But you got to be in the fire. You got to be in the water. You got to be in the midst of it and be out deep. You know, we've talked about that a lot, but many people are not, you know, you're not out deep enough. You're still in the shallow area. You got to be way, way over your head, that you've got no other choice. You've got no other choice but to trust him. But let me tell you something. The Bible says that he's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. This is your act of worship. This is the way that you can worship God, is by, listen, the next time your flesh wants to rise up, your chest wants to bow out, and you can give them a piece of your mind. Please, please don't give
put
them a piece.
Put that thing away.
put it back, Pat. Why don't we say put that thing away? Don't give them a piece of your mind, but you receive the mind of Christ. You receive the mind of Christ. Take a pause. Sit back. Say, God, what you want me to do about it? What do you want me to do about this? I know in the flesh what I could do. But Jesus, really, what do you want me to do about this? And I pray for grace to respond. And if you pray those two prayers, let me tell you, God will show up every time. when your life is in the Lord's hand, listen, no defense is needed. Just trust yourself to the Lord. And your life is in the hands of the Lord. You don't need no defense. You can say, my defense is with my attorney, the Lord, right?
That's right.
He's got your back. If you need defending, he will defend you. And if you don't need defending, he will say, you're wrong.
That's right. Shut your mouth.
You're wrong. But you don't defend yourself. You know, there's a place, you know, he defends the cause of the fatherless and the widows. There is a place for defense. There is a place for that. Mm-hmm. But who is the one that has the authority to do that makes all the difference. See, you don't have the right to defend yourself, but God will defend you. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have the authority to judge, but there is a judge. I mean, there is justice. There is justice. There is a judge. But who is worthy to administer justice? The Lord is. It's amazing when we step into a place that we don't need to step into. It's the right thing in the wrong hands. We're not worthy to pick up the justice gavel. Go ahead and drop that right now. You know, mm-hmm. We're not worthy, but justice does need to be served. And the only one that's worthy to carry the justice gavel is the Lord.
That's right.
Defense, you're not worthy, but the Lord is. He can carry it because he's the defender. He's the defender. You know, the Bible says that we need to humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord and he will lift us up. But if we do God's job, then he's got to do our job. See, we're supposed to humble ourselves.
Right.
And he will lift us up. But if we get that twisted and we lift us up, we do his job, then that means he's got to do our job. He's got to bring us down. You know, when we step out of our job description, he's got to fill in the gap. He's got to take care of it. So I come to a revelation. You know what I'm saying? A revolutionary revelation. I just want him to do his job. I'll do my job. Okay, what do I got? Humble myself. Okay, all right. I'll let you do what you're gonna do, but I'm not gonna step into his job description. Mm-hmm. And that's what really messes us up when we get outside of our own job description, what we're supposed to be doing. And we start meddling and getting involved in things that we have no business doing. We really have no business. And we can't be surprised of the disastrous fallout if we continue to try to live a life outside of the way that God has prescribed for us to live. And I'm telling you, if you listen to us today on VFN Radio and you listen to this segment, we want to encourage you. Listen, stop what you're doing. Go to iabide.org like now and get you this free simple plan. It doesn't cost you a thing, but I'm telling you, it will encourage you to have a simple plan where you can actually hear God's voice for yourself, write it down, and you can have it forever. Listen, one word from God is better than 10,000 words from any person. Mm-hmm. All you need is one. It'll change your life.
That's right.
Go to iabide.org and request your plan today. Mark Downey & Associates is a unique real estate firm that specializes in property management and high-end home sales. The secret to the success of this multi-award-winning firm is simple: aggressive marketing and intense passion for serving others. If you're looking for a team of professionals that ensures the total satisfaction of their clients, contact Mark Downey's team today. Oh my goodness, aunties! Listen, if you're looking for some barbecue, you got to go get some ribs, some pulled pork, and so much more in Cantonment. You don't want to miss it. Highway 29th and go north and let your nose lead you the way. Brunson Air and Heating in Mobile. They can do all of your service work quick and efficient. Give them a call today. Brunson Air and Heating. You'll be glad that you did. Taqueria Ogies, authentic Mexican food. They're coming all over the Gulf Coast for some. Come get some today. Spicy, hot, and delicious. Your plate is next.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com
on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.